Realty. I'm your genie, but within reason. Me, and this is Thomas. And we've been through all the life experiences, and you can't beat us, so there. Me, just kidding. And please like, subscribe, and comment below, and share when you have a chance. Please click the like button because it helps my algorithm. Thank you so much. People, it's like either people don't want to do hookups, because everyone tells me, I really want a meaningful relationship. I'm like, I get it. Believe me. I get it. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem. Like, you can't assume that that meaningful relationship is going to last. Because mm-hmm. look what happened mm-hmm. to me. My ex is a really wonderful person. He really is. And, you know, 8 years is a chunk of change, you know, like a long time. So, I mean, we're moving on. He's talking to women. I'm talking to guys, you know. But it's just like, I mean, and he deserves to be happy. He really does. But that shows that he's not the right one for me in the lasting, you know, length of time. Right. So we should be mindful of that. Okay, question. Do you think, okay, so open relationships and open marriages started around my generation. And I was like, what the heck is this and stuff, you know? Now, did this happen in your generation, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your thoughts on it? Personally, I think it's, I respect it. I don't agree with it, but I respect it. People that do that, but I don't agree. And I'll tell you why. It's more messy because yeah. you are adding more people to your management. So you got to manage yourself. You mm-hmm. got to manage your partner. And then mm-hmm. you got to manage another person on top of life. Mm-hmm. That's exhausting. Mm-hmm. I don't want to deal with all that. I'd rather just deal with mm-hmm. one partner.
I think the 70s were... There was an era of free love. I don't know if you ever read
Well, because back in the day, they had affairs. Yeah. People yeah. had affairs. Yeah. They would be married just for financial reasons, mm-hmm. especially because women's rights were crappy. Women, we didn't have the right to vote, mm-hmm. and we didn't have, like, good mm-hmm. Choices in employment like we do today. Thank God we have better choices today.
Well, those open relationships, they're you know, like you said, messy.
It's messy.
Yeah, messy.
More drama.
Yeah, messy is like...
Even if they say there's no drama, again, yeah. it's more to manage. Yes, it's just more to manage.
It is messy. You know.
And is it sanitary? Is it sanitary?
Not
with
sanitary.
All that?
Like, I think that's nasty.
I just think, ugh, it just rubs me the wrong way.
I think it's nasty myself yeah, because like, it's, I don't know where like, you've been.
Yeah, like, what if you're know? Each catching each other's yeah. stuff? I don't know. It just... People are probably looking at me laughing right now. I'm like, it just like, it just rubs me the wrong way.
Somebody can have, you don't know what somebody might have, you know? And then yeah. people are like, well, you know, you can wear comfortable, you can protect yourself or whatever. What if they have crashed?
Yeah, yeah. Or what if you, know? You get some, I don't know. I just don't think it's sanitary.
It's a lot of stuff you should look at. So you got an open relationship, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that person you're messing with on the outside of your relationship.
Yeah.
What if they have somebody who's messing with that was crazy?
Yeah, that's true.
What if they followed you? You know? It's just too much in there. It's too much.
Yeah.
You know? And then not even the STDs. It could yeah. be somebody that's like
yeah.
crazy. I mean, I've seen instances where...
We're not judging. We're just... Putting yeah. an analysis.
Yeah. I see instances where people then track their girlfriend down
really?
And killed them.
Well, that's why I also, you,
so that's
you,
why
you should
I
also be careful who you date.
Because you don't know.
You just never know. Mm-hmm. Like, and also looks are deceiving, guys.
Yeah.
You know, and women, vice versa. Someone that could be drop dead gorgeous could be a psychopath on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Or manipulative or alluring you just for using you, you know, or what were we talking about the other day? Like some women allure men using their appearance.
Yeah.
And then they control yeah. you or psycho-manipulate you. It happens and it can happen both ways. So
right.
be careful. Be careful who you date. That's why I recommend it. Really is important to date. It really is to scout mm-hmm. wholesomely. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that you fool around with everyone you go out with.
It's good to have.
I don't fool around with everyone I go out.
Yeah,
with.
It's good to have a good judge of character too.
Yeah,
you got to have a good judge of character.
Yeah,
and that would make you choose who you date carefully.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and then you can find out who's yeah. good for a long term, for
right,
you,
right,
for
right.
you, because everyone's personality and needs are different, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
it's good to have a judge of character, and then you just keep yourself out there. you know, if you see somebody you that's interested in, you know, hey, speak up.
Yeah.
You know, don't just say, oh, no. No,
well,
no.
A lot of guys, I'm sorry, I love millennial men, but millennial men really need to grow a pair.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. They need to grow a pair, for God's sakes. It's like, and I've also had guy friends. I respect guys more that at least say something. But, like, I tell people I have not been pursued that much. And my mentors tell me, well, some guys might be intimidated. I'm like, well, you need to grow a pair. and you need to say, not every woman's going to be a jerk to you. So you really need to grow a pair and say something, because you might have lost your chance.
Right.
And you might have had a chance if you had said something. Right. But because you didn't say anything, you didn't have a chance, did you? You didn't.
Do you think that's supposed to go both ways? Or who's supposed to be the aggressor, the man or the woman?
In this day and age, I do think it should be mutual. I think that nowadays culture's shifting, because women are pursuing men more, because men are afraid to make a move due to the Me Too movement, and they're afraid of being accused of being harassed. That's what my guy friends tell me. But at the same time, guys, you should give women the benefit of the doubt.
I think it's timing. You know,
it's also timing, but guys use timing as an excuse not to make a move, which is annoying. I've had guy friends try to flirt with me, but I'm like, if you're interested, open up your mouth and grow a pair and say something. But don't try to, you know, if you're already friends, it's just weird for you to try to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I grew up with brothers, so it's just like, if you don't say something, I'm just going to look at you like a brother.
Right.
But if I'm not interested, I'll at least be honest with you and say, I genuinely care about you, I just don't think of you in that way, and that's all, you know.
So you know how you pose questions in the beginning of a date?
Yeah.
So tell me about yourself. Something like that.
Yeah, you know. I mean, well, it'd be like, I don't know. Well, now the culture is just, dating culture is just awkward.
Right.
It's just so weird nowadays.
Right. What kind of person you think you are? What kind of, if you're, all right.
On a first date, you mean?
Yeah, I'm just saying, the question that you should pose to yourself and the question I should pose to myself.
Oh, yeah.
Am I honest with myself?
Yeah.
What kind of person I am? Am I, if you ask me the question where, so tell me about yourself.
Yeah.
And can I be real honest and say it? You know, because a lot of us put on a cliche.
A lot of people put a fake thing.
Yeah.
Well, guys, and nowadays, people just kind of do a test run to see if they like the guy, which I'm a very straight shooter. Like, what you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, because I have in the past confessed to guy friends that I like them, because I'm a little shyer. Like, it's funny, because I'm sociable, but I am shyer when it comes to dating, because I'm just, that's just who I am. I'm a little, partially, and especially now, because I've just gone through so much with dating relationships. Right. Now I'm, like, more cautious. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't want to date or anything. I'm just cautious. I just don't want to repeat the same mistakes.
So you got to choose carefully.
The next guy I want is, I want it to be, that's the one. Like, that's it. I don't want to be shopping around, man shopping anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm kind of tired of it, you know. Just kind of sick of it.
And then, you know, especially nowadays with the pandemic going on.
Yeah, with the pandemic now, it's dating is hard right now.
It's tough, you know. But you should, if you see somebody you like, you should, don't, you know, like you said, the millennials, they're not as, you know, especially my generation.
Yeah.
My generation, I went for it, you know.
Yeah.
That's probably why I've been married three times.
Maybe you went for it too much. there's the opposite extreme where you're going for things too much and you're not thinking things through.
Because
if you're going, and then you're with the wrong woman, like you did, you know, you could be doing that.
Yep.
And then you're like, dang it, I messed up again, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you keep... Was that phrase, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again. So how much more are you going to do the same thing over and over again until you remain unhappy or the wrong relationship or wrong woman?
Albert Einstein.
So, exactly.
Speaking, he said,
people,
you know, consider me a smart guy. He said, but I don't think I'm a smart guy.
Yeah.
He said, I was just stupid enough to keep trying.
Right. Well, it's about learning from failure. You know, like I said, it's really as important to date. It really is important to have short-term leases, because you never know who when the real world hits you. Can you sustain?
Exactly.
You may not be able to, because it's all appearances.
Yeah.
You know, sexual hormones I was telling this to a friend of mine. we underestimate underestimate the power of oxytocin and the pheromones. It's very powerful.
Yeah.
And it's very blinding. It's extremely blinding until you really get to know the person.
Right.
You know, like there is some truthness. I feel like nowadays I'm dating like a Mormon. Mormons probably look at me laughing, right? Because I'm moving like a snail, you know?
Right.
Like, and if a guy really gets me, he'll get it. He'll get it.
Yeah.
He'll understand.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
definitely.
He'll get it, and he'll be patient. But if he doesn't understand, I'm like, well, then you're not for me, you know?
So what do you feel about, like, how long you feel you should be with somebody before you pop the question?
A proposal?
Yeah.
Well, that's just, I don't know. That's a good question. It depends on maturity. It so much depends on maturity. Like, for example, my brother met his wife. He just got lucky. He met his wife biking across the country. It's a really sweet story, by the way. Through Habitat for Humanity, he met her when she was 23 or 22. But they didn't get married until 30. You know, they just got lucky. So they're really young. And she's a therapist, so she probably thought in the whole psychological thing, you know. So there's that, too, where they just grew together and waited, right? Mm-hmm. But then I think, but a lot of people, when they're older, like me, if you've been through the, you know, all these things, mm-hmm. and you move faster just right. because you know what you want. You're like, mm-hmm. I've been there. I've done that. But I'm not going to pressure a guy, because I think pressuring a guy to propose is just setting me up for disaster.
Right.
Because that's setting you up for a midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to open up a conversation. Where is this going? Because I'm not going to wait a year.
At this day and age,
I'm not waiting a year. If you don't see with me for the long haul, what are we even doing? Mm-hmm. Don't waste my time.
I think it'd take about,
you know.
You'd be surprised, though, because here's how we don't.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's case is individual, yeah. We don't pay attention.
Yeah. I think it. Well, I don't think it, but my experience it takes about a week.
A week?
To know what the person's about.
Oh yes, I'd say it's a week if you've dated for like 7 days straight and you've had enough conversations where you can kind of tell what the person's about.
You can tell where it's going after a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
I would say, yeah. Especially if you know what you want.
Yes.
If you know what you want, it could be a week. Because one of my gal friends was shocked how quickly I know. And I was like, well, I've been there, done that. That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, you really should date and get in relationships. Because you have to figure out what you want for a lasting relationship. Do you want to go through a midlife crisis and have to start mm-hmm. over? You know, and I do not encourage women to pressure guys into a deadline too much, because yes and no. Sometimes guys need the deadline. Sometimes human need the deadline. But some women, but we should be careful with that, because guys can carry resentment. If you don't give guys the space to have their male time, because I grew up with brothers. I see my brothers, they're happy when they have their guy time. So it's like, if you don't give guys the guy time, then guys can get resentful. And then that leads to, like, that could lead to a midlife crisis, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to be, like, seriously the easiest wife. Like, my husband wants to go on a road trip with the guys. I'll be like, I don't care. Go.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to go with my girlfriend. So you go, I'll go, and we'll share stories. The only way that I wouldn't want him to go is if I wanted to go there. And I'd be like, oh, man, right. I want to go. Right. But I want to give you your alone time. Because that's the kind of person how I am.
Right.
Like, I just want to participate. But I wouldn't want to, like, invade in their manly bonding.
Mm-hmm. Well, this thing, too, is that I think the reason me and my wife, we lasted so long is that because she have, like, one or two friends.
Yeah.
I have none.
You need to get friends. I'm your friend now.
Yeah. I have none.
You know what? I'm going to find my husband and you guys can hang out. There you go.
I'm cool with it, though, you know.
I'll find my fiancé husband, you guys. Yeah. I'll make him hang out with you. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So.
It'll be funny.
I think that's why a lot of time it catches my wife off guard, because when I have people that I talk to, such as you.
Yeah.
They're not going to the little dance thing in the gym.
Yeah.
I met a little 19-year-old, and she kind of clinged on to me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
To take my number down or whatever, and then because this class was so full, you know?
Yeah.
And she'll send me a text, Thomas, save me a spot, you know?
Yeah.
Because the class would be so full. My wife did, she kind of threw her off guard, where it's like, I said, you think I want that little girl?
Yeah.
Not with that little girl.
Yeah.
She just clings on to me. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's just, I get where she's coming from, just because in this day and age on the news, you see so many things, and guys go through that midlife crisis where they go date a young person. And it's funny, because I was talking about this someone who was 60. He's like telling me about what happens nowadays, and he told me, I'm old enough to be your father. Like, for me to date you would be gross. I'm like, I know. It's disgusting. I'm like, I don't want to date someone that's my father's age.
And I would convince her. I would say her name was Lauren.
Yeah.
I said, Lauren, stay in your age group, honey.
Yeah. Yeah, there is truth to age matters. Like, let's be real. There is truth to it, because we're psychologically not developed until the age of 25. Point number one. Point number two, people cheat. Why? Because...
greed.
Because of greed. Gold diggers, or like...
Yeah.
Or like they just get bored because they're not aging together. I think 10 years is like the maximum.
Yeah, the relationship has lost its savor.
Yeah.
So to speak.
You know, exactly.
We're not saying so to
or
speak.
Someone's sex drive went down, right, and you can't make love anymore.
And the cheaters, I'm not talking bad down on cheaters.
Yeah.
You didn't love me in the first place.
Yeah. Well, right. At least respect the person enough to end it before you get back on the horse. Bro. That was one thing I did not, I can't live with myself by doing that.
Yeah, there you go. You didn't love me in the first place. You know, because I got really heated with my wife at that time when I met the little girl. And we kind of, you know, clicked, you know, just boom, you know, she reminded me, well, my daughter's older than her, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, when you're a parent, you have a tendency to have a weakness for helping the youngins.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what you're saying, because I had an investor, it was so funny, I went to a conference, and he was like saying, I have two daughters, I'm a sucker for helping them.
Yeah, exactly.
So he saw me as like, it was kind of funny, he saw me as like, so I don't take it personal, like, you know.
So, and she don't know the conversation that we have. I was like, look. I talked to a little girl a lot. She's my daughter, you know, and stuff like that. We got 16 years on our belt.
Yeah.
Name a time when I gave you the impression that I would cheat on you.
Yeah.
And she just, like...
Well, never.
Quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, exactly.
Exactly. Well, some women get irrational, and to be fair, we are hormonal.
Mm-hmm.
We are more hormonal than you guys, so as women, we should take responsibility and make sure we maintain that hormonal balance. But then again, you guys also have to be helping us, I guess.
Of course.
With that. Because it's like, honey, remember your hormones? But then again, some women might be like,
right. Right. Well, you know, like I said, it was on both ends.
Yeah.
She was offended and I was offended.
Yeah.
So a lot of time when you get those, you just got to like, okay, leave that alone. You know?
Yeah.
Here's why I was offended. I never gave you the impression.
Yeah.
You should embrace that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like you said, women are hormonal. I didn't look at it that way either. Okay, let's just leave that alone. Yeah. Don't mess up a good thing.
Right, exactly.
You know.
So in closing, everyone, like I said, it really is important to date. And also so you can learn from failures and learn what you don't want. Mm-hmm. So you can find what you do want. Careful who you date, because you never know who's a crazy person. They may be pretty on the outside, but in that case, on the inside. Or not compatible with you in the long-term view. And then short-term leases, because you may not be compatible when you live together. You might find out, crap, we're not compatible, let's get out of there. All right, so trust the genie. We've been through it all.
Yeah,
trust
exactly.
Genie and Thomas, we've been through it all. All righty, everybody, remember, multiple hugs a day keeps cranking its wing. And please like, subscribe, comment, and share below. Click the like button, because it helps my algorithm. Please do so. And stay safe in this pandemic. Stay safe in the heat. Keep cool. And why stay stuck when we get better, okay? All right, sayonara. Peace out. Bye.